Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Phoenix Room, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Tobacco on Main Street, 133 East Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only tobacco on Main Street. On Main Street. In the USA. There's probably another one. There's got to be another.
Or how many Main Street USA are there? Yeah.
That's why it's called Main Street USA. Cool. All right, so big shout out Tom Cannon for hosting us here.
Yeah.
He's been super accommodating and really helped us out. Basically, we're in here when they're closed.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just easier to do a podcast that way.
Yep.
I don't have to spend 3 hours trying to edit the sound.
Yeah.
So that was helpful. But we have got something special for you guys out there. Actually, super special.
I don't know. I kind of missed the toilet flush in the background.
So this, yeah, my friends, that boom shakalaka.
That's it.
Opus 25. So we're going to talk about this cigar. And we're going to enjoy it with some pretty special alcohol. I've been blending alcohols, and you get to be my guinea pig. But this one came out good enough that I wanted to test it with this cigar.
All right.
I think it goes. So now I'm going to cut in all the appropriate gorgeous footage of this cigar. Ba-dum! The box that lifts it up for presentation. Now, go ahead and show them yours. Go ahead and open your box. Right.
Come forward a little.
So this Angels is like stock. See that? It's in cellophane. Right. Mine is...
Yeah,
I took mine out of the cell. I cheated.
Yeah.
Because it looks better on social. You don't have all the glare coming off of it.
Yeah.
Out of the cello, the cigar looks 20 times better.
Yeah.
35 times better. I love the fucking green and orange color scheme.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's just Johnny Midas colors right there.
Yeah.
And, of course, we always fucking, you know, appropriately admire the cigar.
Yeah.
Before we light it. But in order to enjoy this cigar and actually have a cigar show, we do have to cut and light.
Yeah, we'll talk about the box in a little bit.
We will talk all about it after we get this shit in our mouths. So,
whoa,
we are going to start with the official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No, limp-wristed, cutting allowed. This is a Perfecto, which, by the way, fucking Fuente's famous for the Perfecto.
Yeah.
He would say he brought it, he preserved it. I don't know how true that is, but it's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a super Perfecto. So looking at it, you have the Fuente Fuente Opus X branding. The red is replaced with green, which I think is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And by the way, for some of these other companies that are kind of struggling with the art and the brand, especially the ones that pretend they're artistic and they're kind of not.
Yeah.
I'm like, just
about that.
Yeah, just call Fuente, see who they use.
Right.
You know, for a designer, because they're always fucking classy.
Yeah.
You might not like the style, but it's coherent.
Yeah.
Right? You can't, it's like a Roman cathedral. You might not like it, but it's fucking coherent.
Yes.
You know, or the Taj Mahal. Like, you don't have to like it, but it's fucking, you know, gorgeous. Like, yes. You did it right. All right. And of course, the double band, the Opus X in green and gold and orange, and then the Opus 25.
Yeah.
So my wrapper, just about perfect. The cut was perfect. And as usual, we want to be super careful because every Opus X I've smoked has a delicate
wrapper.
Wrapper.
It is thin as shit. And I think
looks like.
Yeah. At least in all three or four Opus X episodes that we've done, we've semi-charred the...
Well, the God's Whisper is the worst by far. Yeah. That has the thinnest leaf ever in history.
Yep.
But it is time to light this cigar.
Yep.
And be super careful. Don't overheat it. The official lighting brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. Cheers. Holy perfecto nipple, Batman. So, of course, with the perfecto, you kind of char the whole
first.
Torpedo top,
mm-hmm.
but only the nipple really smolders, and then you draw it in, and it takes a while to really open up and get the correct draw strength, flavor, and all of that.
I do like to blow a little bit on these ends, just to get it, spread that cherry a little bit more.
Well, of course, if you watch, I think it's pinned to our profile on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We have the How to Light a Cigar, the Johnny Midas way, or the Brimline Podcast way. And at least for good luck, I was blowing the cherry. But really, like, you don't know anything that's going on with this cigar until it hits that, almost the thickest point.
Yeah, once it starts.
At which point, sometimes I have to touch it up.
Or yeah, the ear spread pretty quickly once until it got to that point, yeah.
Yeah, basically, that's how a perfecto burns. The good news is... It's very hard to fuck it up.
Yeah, look, I have a candle on mine.
Yeah, that always happens on a perfecto. Yep. I've never smoked a perfecto that doesn't have that. It basically self-evens out. And just let it burn at its own pace. You know, some people hustle to get it to that point, that break-even point. I try not to. I want to keep it cool. Keep the cherry cool.
Did you do a straight cut on yours, like an actual level cut, or did you kind of...
I cut mine at an angle, not on purpose.
I cut mine at an angle on purpose. Not a hard angle, but...
Yeah, a lot of people do for more surface area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, because the surface area doesn't matter, because as you draw the air through, the shape of the tunnel is the same, no matter the cross-section.
Yeah.
Which means the velocity of air. So if you're familiar with Boyle's gas laws or other physics for... You know, basically, you're talking about, like, aerospace engineering.
Yeah, but he's going to put the formula right here. He's going to cut it.
I think it's more preference. But I clipped mine diagonal by accident, because I'm all, like, trying to play for the camera.
Did we almost turn into a physics podcast there? Yeah.
God, I wish... We have to add that one.
Fuck, dude. Is anybody keeping track of our portfolio of podcasts?
Mm-hmm. Wait till we get into hydrodynamics. All right, we're taking a few puffs, and I want to get this to the point where we're really tasting the real cigar, give everybody some notes, and then talk about this cigar.
Yeah.
So as we're smoking it to the breaking point on a perfecto, the hump, this is the Opus X 25 Perfecto. That's what everybody calls it. Okay. The perfecto part is important.
Yeah.
Don't look at the show notes. $1 million question. Can you guess $100 or in-kind contribution worth $100 the formal name of this cigar? Formal name. Go, El Fumo.
I actually wouldn't even... Oh, man. I couldn't even guess. Opus X.
All right. I need a little more flame while you're guessing. All right, so the formal name of this cigar is the Fuente Opus X La Familia X to the 25th power.
Holy shit.
So, that's a $100 name if I ever heard.
That is a mouthful.
Let's talk about what this cigar costs. So, of course, Opus X is a suck when we're evaluating the value, because finding them MSRP is like finding a Chevrolet Corvette ZR1 at MSRP.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, right? So, the MSRP is $58 per stick. I paid $98. I found them online for more than that, up to $300 per stick.
Holy fuck.
Of course, they're limited edition. So, how's yours burn it a little bit more?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I haven't needed a relight yet.
I think mine is right at the point where it's drawing the way it's going to draw for a while.
Yeah. It's drawing pretty good, but it's not very smoky.
It's not very smoky. I mean, you could see the smoke in the camera.
Yeah.
Right? It's definitely a light Cuban-esque smoke, which, of course, mm-hmm. Opus Xs are famous for. That's why some of them, like the Dubai, is famous, because...
Did you try that one, right?
Yeah. It has thicker, chewier smoke. And then what was the one with the really dark wrapper that we smoked?
Oh, that was the one after you and Nick, right?
I can't remember.
We smoked one right after that one.
No. Usually, though, this is like the classic Opus X wrapper. All right, so let's do some tasting notes. Like most Opus Xs, there is a little bitter. It is a lighter wrapper. You typically get a little bit of that vegetal in there.
Yeah.
A little cedar, but it's not like, you know, that obscene cedar that you get on the ones that have the cedar sleeve on them. Cinnamon graham cracker, or a cinnamon graham cracker, even cinnamon better.
Graham cracker, yeah.
With like if you waved a cinnamon graham cracker over an open jar of marshmallow fluff.
Yeah.
That's kind of the flavor then.
Yeah, but like a super subtle cinnamon though. The smoke is really dry too. Like, obviously it's dry, but I'm just saying, like, it's a really dry smoke.
Hell Fumo over here with the super deep cigar comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It does have a drying mouthfeel to it. Like, you know how some smoke almost feels juicy?
Yeah.
By the way, you know, on this show, we've kind of set body aside because it's so overused in the industry. Nobody even knows what it means. They're just saying what the manufacturer said. I did post to my story a pretty good post by Michael Herklotz on the difference between strength of flavor, strength like nicotine strength, and body, which I thought was pretty informative. So I don't know how long those last on your story. It's probably gone now. I'll see if I can repost it for you guys out there. But the point he was making was body is the feel of the smoke in your mouth. That's what body is. Mm-hmm. Just like with wine. But you can have a full-bodied cigar that does not have a big nicotine kick. Mm-hmm. It's hard to have a full body without a strong flavor, because that's part of the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Right? But an example of a cigar that has like a one-note flavor and is full-bodied for sure and is not super strong would be the Buenaventura.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The poor man's Padron.
Listen, that Buenaventura is clutch.
It is clutch. All right, we have got these past the point.
Yeah, I'm right at the tipping point. Yeah.
Is yours burning a little? Is the smoke a little warm?
Yeah.
A little on the hot side? I think it is. Interesting.
It's a little acrid, too.
It's a little acrid smoke, and then I think that the tobacco is a little loosely packed in mine. The draw is a little too loose, considering how little I cut off.
Yeah, mine...
And I think it's burning hot, because there's a little too much air going through it.
I think mine's is a little... I'm having the opposite of you. Mine's a tight... Not like a super tight draw, but there's definitely a draw there.
Let me see your... how about you? Yeah, you cut off the same that I did.
Yeah.
So we should be having the same draw.
We're definitely wrapped differently. It's not the first time we've dealt with that.
Bunched differently.
Yeah, sorry, bunched differently. It's not the first time we've dealt with that with an Opus X.
It's not. Nick had a, what is it?
Massive tunnel. Or no, canoe?
What is the, it was a canoe, but it was a tunnel that turned into one because it was close to the side.
Yeah.
I have the Shark Vitola. Okay. Which is, granted, really super hard to get right anyway. That's an ego roll, for sure. Perfecto is a little bit, but, you know, if you want super awesome consistency, just roll a fucking Parejo and get it over with. But, all right. I think we should take our first break. When we come back, we'll do our Tobacconist Tip of the Week, and then our Socials and Surprises.
Socials and Surprises.
now your Tobacconist Tip of the Week with Angel Solorio.
All right, tip of the week. Staying hydrated while you smoke. Because if you don't, and you got to hydrate the right way. So, no Gatorade.
No Gatorade. Why?
Because that Gatorade is strong in flavor, and that'll mask and ruin your smoke.
It will destroy the palate.
Yeah. So, lemon water, as you've suggested before, or just water.
Yeah, and when I say lemon water, I mean like a couple drops of lemon juice.
Yeah, not lemonade.
Yeah, like the acid cleans the palate.
Yeah.
But not so much that you're like, oh, everything tastes like lemon. What an amazingly citrus cigar.
Yeah. And yes, you can hydrate with whiskey or what have you. Just throw in some water. Yeah. And it's not even like a stay sober kind of thing. It's just like the water just helps keep that palate refreshed and clean so that you can taste the cigar.
And of course, you know, that's a great tip. Like we had the wine stroll. Did they have the wine stroll or did they cancel that? I know the weather had it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll have these outdoor events. Mm-hmm. So we had the wine stroll on Main Street here in Westminster. And of course, the bar downstairs, they had like seating out in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are going to smoke outside and at events like this. Well, you know, the sun is fucking terrible. Right? So you can get dehydrated just not smoking a cigar. And then you're... Yeah. The cigar, the smoke, it's dehydrating your mouth. You'll know because you'll start to feel like throwing up.
Or you're on the ground and an EMT is waking you up. Hey, guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Try not to do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
World's strongest cigar on the world's hottest day.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Try that. Don't know.
Oh, speaking of hydrated. All right, I've been experimenting with blending shit. Don't pay attention to the bottle. Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah.
So this is a blend I came up with that is brandy and bourbon.
Okay.
So, what I like about brandy is the fruity flavor. Mm-hmm. Pairs very well with cigars. What I don't like about it is you're supposed to warm it up to release the subtle flavors. And who the fuck wants to drink warm shit?
Yeah, right.
What I like about bourbon is it's stronger.
Yeah.
Usually you can get cask strength and stuff like that. Depending on whether it's a corn and rye mash bill or corn and wheat mash bill, you can go either spicier or sweeter.
Yeah.
So there's a decent amount of variety in bourbon. And of course, bourbon is still pretty approachable in price point. So anyway, this was good enough to pair with a $100 cigar, I thought. But I want to get somebody else's take on it. Tom, you want some?
I'm not going to say no.
And we're going to try it neat first, because that'll really reveal if my blending is decent, and then if it sucks, throw a bunch of ice in there.
Yeah.
And to mask.
Which brandy did you use again?
I'm not going to reveal anything until you tell me if you like it or not.
All right. I just say, El Presidente is my favorite brandy. All
right. Sláinte, Skol, cheers. Still on the hot side.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Hot and fruity. Hot and fruity.
Where you at, Tom?
Fruit in the front, heat in the back.
Yep. I like that.
And on that edge of, it's a 50-50 heat versus burn.
Yeah. And you feel that, at least it goes down on your chest, not like behind the ears.
It does. The burn goes down your chest.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the behind the ears.
The worst for me is when it is like the front of the nose.
Oh,
because I like to retrohale. That's the worst. I think this would be decent on the rocks too, watered down a little bit. The reason it's a little harsh, the reason it's a little harsh is the bourbon is Evan Williams Small Batch 1783, which is a hot shit bourbon, but like a bottle that big is like $20 or something. The Evan Williams bottled in bond is actually acceptable and affordable. The small batch is, I mean, it's just trash bourbon. Glenmorangie Scotch with brandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a whirl.
And if you really are feeling froggy, try some Laphroaig. Fucking, that's like burning peat moss.
Jesus Christ. No, I'm good.
With iodine. I like it.
Goes well with the KFC.
I don't drink Laphroaig or any Islay scotch. Like, so, for me, Lagavulin is where it's at. I've got bottles and bottles in the cabinet. That's the only one that I will sometimes pair with cigars, but it's just two strong, distinctive flavors to really appreciate a cigar. That's one of those, like, all you have left in the humidor is a Havana Q.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke that with your
LaFroy. With the KFC at a bonfire,
mm-hmm.
Go all in. Everything's smoky.
Very sweet. The very sweet cigar, not like sugary sweet, but sweet right. Tobacco.
Yeah, that bitter kind of went away.
Yes, the bitter is way toned down now. A little more toasty mm-hmm. note. Kind of like toasted Wonder Bread, almost.
Crunch without the taste.
Okay, it is time for socials and surprises. Before I get into that, let me tell you about this cigar. So, what is special about this Opus X 25 Perfecto? So, the Fuente Fuente Opus X La Familia X to the 25th Power. Whew, originally debuted... I need a drink after saying that name. It originally debuted in 2021 as a 7x50 Churchill. And it was only available by purchasing one of two Ellie Blue humidors.
Mm.
The affordable humidor was $9,250 MSRP. Good luck finding it for that. And the expensive one was, drumroll please. Any guesses? Did I already tell you?
No. 15.
$70,000.
Damn.
$70,000.
I know it was up there.
That's like, that's out of Johnny Midas' price range. That's
no, like, pocket change.
That's fuck you money. I don't care if it's an LED blue humidor. And then they made it available in the Impossible Collection. So do you remember the Impossible Collection
yeah.
sampler? Super expensive. I think...
I don't remember what was in it, but I guess I do recall the Impossible.
Tom, what were retailers, $300 a stick on that?
Oh, easy.
For the Impossible sampler? Yeah. It was the Impossible Collection was impossible to get.
Yeah. So great freaking name for that.
So they released it as a Perfecto, and that's what we're smoking. And as we said, the MSRP is 58, which doesn't mean dick. Nope. I got these for 98, which is reasonable. Online, they're almost all over 100, and 300 bucks is, I mean, like five different sites were selling them for 300 a stick. Now.
Criminals.
Here's what's fucking cool. These come in a humidor. Mm-hmm. Box is a humidor. It locks. Has a key to lock it. It's gorgeous, and of course, I'm putting all the pictures up on the screen,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the viewership. And Fuente recommends 58 MSRP for the cigars, 500 for the humidor. I know one recently sold for 300, which is a great price.
Yeah.
Online, they're completely scalping, for example, a full box, like the humidor with the cigars in it. Most of the prices are in the 5,000 range, and I found a couple at like 3,000. Right, so that's what happens with these limited edition Fuentes. If you can get them for MSRP, fucking invest in it.
Yeah.
You know, just buy it. You don't even touch it. Just wait a month and resell it online.
Yeah.
If you want to make some money. The blend is undisclosed. Since it's a variation of Opus X, we're assuming it's a Dominican Puro. The leaf is very obviously that Dominican wrapper leaf
mm-hmm.
on all the Opus X's. I'm quite comfortable saying that. Now, here's something kind of cool. The humidor box has this big key. Ooh. That has the Fuente Fuente Opus X logo in the green and orange and whatever in there. And it does lock the humidor. However, Carlito has said that that key will open something else later.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But he hasn't said what it is. So we're all sitting here like, oh, I mean, that's some fucking cool marketing.
Let's right? pause real quick.
Gonna need another zero for whatever it is.
Whatever it is, you need another zero.
Let's pause real quick. Because I believe we gave Arturo Fuente that idea.
We did.
If you do recall.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
And right here is where the listeners and viewers are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what I'm talking about, what was this, 2 years ago now? We gave this idea to Arturo
No, it
Fuente?
Was a year ago. April Fool's News. The news.
Oh, that was definitely 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, two years ago because we were in Hanover.
Yeah.
So two years ago, we made, which got us almost banned off of YouTube. Almost. Good job.
Well, I think it's just because I cut pictures of Zelensky into this.
Jesus Christ. That was really bad. Well, anyways, we part of the joke was, what was it, the three manufacturers, right?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like a weird raffle, and the only way you could open it is if Carlito Fuente himself
He's
gave
gonna
you
call
the
your cell phone. Yeah, and give you the combination. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, man, your friendly local NBA here with all the marketing ideas.
Yeah. And Arturo Fuente fan.
Yeah, I'll take credit for it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we should totally, I'm confident on that one.
We should. Learn, cheers. Stop giving ideas to reps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the original Diamond Crown Man Cave, and I didn't get squat.
Wow.
Except 2 years later, the marketing campaign came out.
Right, right. So that's what we're smoking. And, hey, we're smoking this as an act of sacrifice for all you guys out there. Because we know a lot of our listeners are not going to pony up $100 for a steak, but you want to know what it's like. So we're going to tell you. That's what we do on the ship.
Yeah.
I did buy three. One of them is in the collection. You know what I'm going to do for social media?
What's that?
I'm going to line up all my Opus X's and do a panoramic shot and just post that.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah. I think I'm up to like...
Don't post your address.
I think I'm up to like 45 or something.
Holy shit.
The address of the off-site humidor where I store them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, shit, we need to find that place. I think you're one of the... Yeah, you're like one of the only people I know with that kind of Opus X fucking collection.
You guys need to meet Michael Silverman.
Yeah, Michael Silverman's got me beat for sure. But, no, so it's pretty easy to turn a bank box into a humidor. I mean, it's really simple. You just put your Boveda packs in there.
Yeah.
If you want to, you can put them in Tupperware first. But,
yeah.
Anyway.
It's guarded by sharks with freaking lasers on their
it's
head.
It's guarded by sharks with lasers. All right. socials and surprises. First of all, if you are not following us on social media, how the fuck did you end up on our YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Please like, share, and subscribe. You are our marketing plan. I mean that. If we create value, if you think we create value in the cigar smoking space, please comment, like, share, subscribe. Nice 5-star review. Whatever you can do to juice the algorithm, because it is an uphill battle.
Yeah.
We all know that big tech is firmly against anything involving combusted tobacco products, no matter how sophisticated and fucking awesome it is.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate the help. And while we're at it, shout out to Frankie Bullware. Thank you for following us on YouTube.
Yeah.
And welcome to the tribe.
And if you guys want to comment, Spotify, they finally have commenting.
Oh, yeah.
Because YouTube just, on our tobacco, just...
Yeah.
There's no commenting on some of the videos.
Yes.
I don't know what they pick, though, because there's a video where we'll have comments and then they'll skip one and then go to the next.
Or it'll be 2 weeks before they allow the comments. I think it's all driven by an algorithm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Whatever
but they
the
definitely, there's some where it's like, oh no, we can't allow comments.
Probably some political crap in there.
I don't know. But in any case, Spotify is much more Land of the Free, Home of the Brave.
Yeah.
And commenting is open. And of course, we now stream video on Spotify. One of few content creators that were actually invited by Spotify before it was available to everyone to stream video.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
The Swiss got it going on, man.
Yeah, yeah. What do we call that? First mover advantage, all of that. So this is the question of the week. This is from Nat S. Lover on burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. If you would like to drop us a question, which could be featured as question of the week, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Nobody can forget that. However, if you do forget it, go down to the show description below, and there is a link to our link tree. And there's a little button that says contact us. You know what it's going to do? It's going to compose an email to burnlinepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And drop us a line. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want us to smoke or don't smoke, what you agree or disagree with. And we might even read your email on air or an abridged, cleaned up version for the show, which we're going to do today. I have bought 3 lighters in the last 6 months. None of them were expensive, but they weren't junk. Is this just me, or should I consider an expensive lighter? So, Nat S. Lover, that's got to be Nat Sherman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Nat S. Lover, that is a great question.
There must be a really old email, by the way.
So, really, really good topic. You bought 3 lighters.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, it's probably you, but let's get into it a little bit more, right? Before we get into a little bit more, what are your current tasting notes, comments on the Fuente, Fuente, Opus X, La Familia X to the 25th power?
So I'm still getting a lot of that toasted graham. Like I said, super subtle cinnamon. A little bit of a...
The cinnamon has dropped off, hasn't
it? Yeah. So almost, it was almost like a s'more without the chocolate.
Yes.
But like I said, that cinnamon's gone. I am getting that marshmallowy a little bit, just on the end, like on the back end of the palate. The nose, it just feels hot at the moment. Not really getting too much, just a hint of cedar.
Here's how I'm going to describe my current flavor. And we're about the same along in the stick. If you took a cedar plank and you put dry rolled oats on it, you ever have that grown up poor people food?
Yeah.
It's regular oats. And then you put just a finger flick of marshmallow fluff on top.
Okay.
And then you roasted it over a fire, but the fire is weeds you pulled out of the garden.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, for that vegetable. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the aroma of the cedar and oats and marshmallow toasting over a weed fire,
yeah,
is kind of what it smells like.
It's got candela shavings in it.
Yeah.
Candela shavings.
That's actually pretty good.
Interesting flavor. Strength, where you at?
4 or 5, honestly. For me, it doesn't feel that strong.
So, strength of flavor on the palate,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with a 4. Nicotine strength feels like a 3, but I also, this tastes like a cigar that 2 more inches in, it's going to be a 6 or 7 nicotine strength, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels like it's waiting to sucker punch
me. It feels like it's waiting to sucker punch me. Kind of like a Cuban.
Yeah.
Which Opus is known for.
By the way, are you double puffing? Because I am.
Like yeah,
I said,
yeah.
There's not a lot of smoke on a puff.
Mm-hmm. I am absolutely double puffing. Or even triple puffing. Tom, I hope you got a vacuum.
Several of them.
All right, so let's dig into this question. So he's bought 3 lighters in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Didn't say which kind, right?
Just doesn't cheap. Say which kind. He says they weren't expensive, but they weren't junk. So I'm assuming that these are like the $14.99 lighters.
This is not expensive, and it's not junk, but it's the fucking goat of lighters.
Well, so Vertigo products are in the 19 to 26 range now, so they're not cheap anymore.
Okay. Well, this was $10 when I bought it.
Yeah. No, they're a lot more expensive now.
Yeah.
But Vertigo is one of those, like, so you guys probably have seen this. I have this exact same lighter.
It's just literally the goat of lighters.
In my truck, yeah. So Vertigo makes a very high-quality lighter. It doesn't look fancy, mm-hmm. but it works. Quad flames, you got to be careful not to roast the fuck out of your cigar, but... Big tank of gas. You can see how much is in it.
Yeah.
That is the... It's the Chevy Suburban.
Yes.
Of lighters.
When it's running.
When it's
easy up and down flame.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
nice big wheel at the bottom.
Yeah, not anymore. It used to be screwdrivers back in the day.
Back in my day. My first thought is your emailer is lighting his cigar way too close to the lighter.
Yep. Agree with Tom here. Check how far away you are from the lighter. You're probably getting ash.
Mm-hmm.
That is my most common lighter fix problem. I just clean it up and it sparks right up. Pull your cigar back.
Yeah, I would say if you have a lighter and it's not working, next time you go to your lounge, bring it in. Most of the tobacconists that I know that run a lounge are also pretty skilled in getting lighters working.
Yeah.
Another issue is how, I don't know what they look like, but how you're carrying it around, because even with the Vertigo, once the top flips, right, that wire is exposed. So how these work is that wire basically emits an electric spark that lights the butane. If it is too far away or at the wrong angle, the spark can jump to the wrong spot and miss the flame, which is not lighting the flame. You'll know that's the problem if your lighter's not lighting. It's click, click, click. There's plenty of gas. I can hear the gas whooshing out. It's not lighting. just watch it. Where is that flame jumping to?
Yeah.
If it's jumping to the side of the case, that's a really common error.
So long as it's sparking, it should be about a 95% success rate making it work again.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, sometimes there's no spark coming out.
Yeah, then you're fucked.
The other thing, you know, is just, you know, maybe write us back, Matt S. Lover, and describe what it's doing. If it's like spitting and, you know, it's just too rough to light a cigar with, dude, you've got ash in your jets.
Yeah.
Right? If it's a single jet, it's not going to do anything. If it's a quad jet like that, you might even still be able to use it.
Yeah. Or you're probably buying like a head shop lighter.
I have one of those. That's on the back porch.
Yep.
It's like your crack pipe lighter, you know, three jet from the side, you know, cheapo plastic. And it is hot garbage. Like, the jets fucked up in the first couple of weeks.
Right, but it's a cool, not a cool, but a really good, inexpensive lighter.
It was like $4.99, and enough flame is coming out that even though it's spitting and sputtering and shit, I can toast it over the heat.
Yeah.
I'm burning way too much butane to it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Light.
Light.
Better work. Now, I'm going to show you an expensive light. By the way, I'm still working on the new official Johnny Midas lighter that won't get ripped off this time.
Yeah, the gold bar.
Harder than you might think doing business in China, so I'm not doing business in China. This is an ST DuPont. Let me hold that up for the camera. And there you go, guys. This is the double flame, flat flame jet with the side light. Now, this is not the classic DuPont with the wheel. That has a soft flame, which I didn't want, because I want a lighter that works outside and everything else. Which is why I chose this one. But if you'll notice the top of it, the jets and the wire are completely covered. There's just a little slit for the flame to come out.
Yep.
I've had this for about a year now. Zero issues. If it fucks up, not impossible to work on. That plate actually comes off, but extremely challenging to work on.
Mm-hmm.
However, of course, it has a ridiculous warranty, which it better have for, I don't know, $1,500 or whatever they cost. It's actually designed like you're getting your money's worth. It's supposed to last for 10 years. It has a warranty, you know, all that sort of thing. That is a ego purchase. I liked it, and I can afford it. But it is well designed and well built. Right. On the other hand, you have some lighters that are branded and that are not great. You know, there's your whatever, you know, got a fire.
Yeah.
Expensive lighter because it's branded for God of Fire, but it's really a Colibri lighter. It's not bad, but it's not better than the $30 Colibri lighter, right? But, you know, to sort of recap on this question, the first would be, what's your lighter doing? If it's sputtering and spitting, it's probably dirty. You're probably getting ash in it. You know, you can hold the lighter to the side when anything drops down. You know, if it's not lighting, you can hear the gas coming out. Is it sparking? If it's sparking, is it arcing to the side of the case instead of the middle where it's supposed to?
Which a lot of cheap lighters will do over time.
Absolutely. And that wire, like, it's loose in the cheap
lighters. If it's off by half a millimeter, it makes a difference.
And, of course, bring it into your lounge and see if your local tobacconist can repair it for you. You know, sometimes 2 minutes later, for free.
Free lighter repair.
It's working again. Free lighter repair, tobacco on Main Street. Hit up
Doesn't matter if I can't fix it.
Oh, yeah, and also, we've done this before on the tip of the week. if you're using a metal nipple to refill your lighter.
Yeah, because it's actually, a lot of the times, the metal nipple is stronger than the brass
intake.
Yeah, and you can actually bend it, flatten it,
and then seal.
Yeah. And then, of course, my last tip is buy a lighter from your local tobacco shop. Because they're going to stock cigar lighters, not head shop lighters, not crack pipe lighters.
That's different.
And they, you know, they might be a little bit more, but they're going to work. I don't know a lot of cigar shops, you know, they all have the cheap lighters because you showed up, you don't have a lighter, you want one, you're going to the golf course. Sure, here's the $4.99 lighter. But they all stock cigar lighters, yeah. Not a lighter that happens to use butane.
Yeah, this was $10, and I've had it for a few years now.
So that's a couple years out of a lighter. That was a good lighter.
Yeah.
I have one lighter that's lasted me 11 years. The electronic ignition ones, on average, tend to be pretty solid.
I have a a metal case. I think it's probably like 16 years old at this point. Vertigo with the screw adjustment, not the wheel adjustment. And it's still going strong. And that was probably, again, a $10 purchase as well.
Speaking of electronic, I got this kit. So my close-ended double guillotine Perdomo cutter, which is my favorite close-ended, which only works on a Parejo that is capped properly. Right, it can't have that long cap. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It was in a kit with a lighter that you plug in, USB-C port.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That lighter's phenomenal.
Yeah, well, mine stopped working because the wire was out of alignment. Hmm. Typical problem.
Yeah.
So I just got my little eyeglasses screwdriver, jeweler screwdriver, reached in there and shocked the fuck out of myself. I mean, threw the lighter involuntarily across the room. Where it promptly burst into flames. I was outdoors, on my back. Burst into flames. It's just sitting there, burning a hole in my fucking deck. So, you know, threw a moving blanket outside, whatever I had outside.
Yeah.
You know, with my construction stuff. Stomped it out. Promptly threw it away. And I never fucked with an electronic lighter since.
Yeah.
So that's my...
You have had some unusual occurrences with that.
I think there's lighter than all of them. I'll call it top three. Not
how to say DuPont. I'm
getting quite a bit more smoke off by now.
Yeah. Is it noticeable for you? A
little bit.
Yes, your overall volume of smoke has increased. Yeah, I'm still getting like that cedarish. Graham cracker marshmallow flavor right now.
Yeah, very Opus X flavor. Single puff, and I would say that the nicotine strength has picked up significantly.
Yeah.
I'm above a 5 now. The mouth strength is still like a 3.5 or a 4 for me. The acridness has died down a little bit, but there's still a little bit of a bite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still the smoke is a little hot. I think it's burning... I think it's a little loosely packed, I'll say. I think it's burning hotter than I would like. And part of that, I think, is the vitola.
Yeah. Vegetal's a little stronger.
Is it pulling like a Padrón?
No, it's loose. Okay. It's, this feels loose, I mean...
Looser than
that. Yeah, this feels like a Gordo.
If it's loose, you should be getting a lot of smoke.
We're getting more now.
Yeah, you are significantly.
Yep. All right. So, Nat S. Lover, thank you for that question of the week. We are smoking the Opus X 25 Perfecto, and as we mentioned, the Perfecto is you can actually buy it. The first offering from Fuente. Originally, you could only buy them as part of a retardedly expensive LE Blue humidor. And then, of course, it was in the Impossible Collection, which was also impossible to get. And these are possible to get, but selling out fast.
Super fast.
And they're already marked up. They're already very expensive. And we're pairing it with this whiskey blend I made that is bourbon and brandy. And it's a little hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little harsh. But it's sort of fruity on the front and hot on the back.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I wouldn't mind putting an ice cube in it.
I got two beer buzz off of one finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds about right. Two beer buzz off of one finger. All right. So I think it's time for us to take our second break. When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week.
A very special news of the week, by the way.
Don't go away.
Cigar News of the Week with Angel Solorio.
All right. To start this one off, we finally get to close the saga.
Closing the saga.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but you're going to tell us.
That's right. So, Gurkha and Davidoff.
Gurkha and Davidoff.
I'm going to use quotes, because this is exactly how it's not quoted on here, but the way it's worded. Gurkha, Davidoff, settle year of the dragon lawsuit.
Hey, they settled.
Okay. Right here, settled.
Settled.
So, so it's been, what, over a year, I think, year of the dragon? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, last week, attorneys representing the two sides of Gurkha and Davidoff sent a letter to court asking for the case to be dismissed. And the judge from Florida dismissed it with prejudice.
So it can never be brought up again. That's what with prejudice means.
Yeah, that's right.
It's done. Can't be relitigated.
Okay. So the settlement is very tight-lipped and closed.
Of course.
So my one source was not able to tell me either, unfortunately.
Yeah, nobody can.
Yeah, so...
It's probably sealed. NDAs.
I don't know. I doubt Davidoff paid any money. But,
No, Davidoff probably paid money. That's how these things go. But they probably also had Gurkha sign something saying they would never take them to court again.
Yeah, so...
Let me put on my attorney hat.
Yeah, it was an amicable agreement that was reached.
Yeah, okay. Sure. I'll bet it was amicable.
Which means the attorneys won.
Yeah.
As usual.
So...
I feel like Vegas, they don't lose.
Yeah, so, Vegas always wins.
Yeah, so basically, Gurkha still... trademarked all that, the dragon stuff, and the dragon, the snake, or trademarked the snake, not dragon, the snake. Year of the Horse is next. There is no official patent for that yet filed by any cigar company.
Well, the truth is, so many cigar companies are doing the Chinese Zodiac now, they just lost cause.
I say only China can complain.
You got Placencia. You know, that's the big name.
Yeah.
You got Drew Estate.
One of the big four.
Even Punch, you know, they've got Year of the Snake Bottle Rocket.
Right. Yeah.
So, and they've been doing, you know, cultural appropriation for years now, the bento box, you know, all that.
But it's like the shitty...
The box is cool.
Yeah, but the shitty thing that we talked about, it's like, all right, everybody's in this cigar space, you know, everybody knows everybody.
It was a shitty move.
It was, dude, that was...
Shit move.
That was like, a below-the-belt punch.
You don't do that, yeah.
Nah, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, you're not going to win. I don't think you, even though you got paid, I don't think you still won.
You lost in the court of public opinion. You don't, there's no infighting. The cigar industry is under assault from every direction, from politicians who can't tell the difference between a Swisher Sweet and a fucking $100 Opus X25.
Yeah.
You don't need to throw fuel on fire.
Right. There was that thing that Francisco, you know, he named one of his cigars the Union, but it was like, oh, hey, we're... Who was it? Tatuaje owns that?
La Union.
Yeah. Gentleman agreement. Okay, my bad. I'll name it something else. All right, cool, man. No biggie.
But, you know, it was for Gettysburg.
Yeah.
It was the whole Union Confederacy thing. That's what he named. But, yeah, they're like, hey, don't do it. And he's like, okay.
No biggie.
Right? But here's the thing with Gurkha. Nobody said Gurkha don't do this. Gurkha said to Davidoff, you can't use Year of the Dragon. Davidoff's like, we've been doing the fucking Chinese Zodiac for years.
Yeah.
Like, I have a Year of the Rat in my...
Well,
humidor.
Let's be specific, though, because that's also legal stuff. Like, it was Hansoisha, first of all.
Well, he's out.
Yeah.
Been out a long time.
Well.
That was a fun story.
Yeah. But that's where it started. It was actually Hansoisha Gurkha. So it wasn't, like, just Gurkha going out. It was Hansoisha. They fucking went out and was like, we're suing you. Like, wait, you're going to sue a behemoth like Davidoff?
Yeah, but okay. that gets into, you know, we did that episode on what the cigar industry really looks like.
Right.
Like, that's the difference between, like, Monte Cristo in general.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, there's not really a difference between Hansoisha and Gurkha.
Yeah.
Right? So, you can't... That's a meaningless distinction. It's like brand versus company.
Yeah.
Well, it's a jobber versus one of the big four.
Yeah.
But the crux of it, But Davidoff is still arguing to also is that it's like, no, you can't own the patent. Like, shut up.
Well, you can't. I mean, I don't see how you can patent fucking Chinese Zodiac. I mean,
it's too common.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, moon phase. I patented the moon phase watch. No, you fucking didn't. It's a moon phase. You can't patent moon.
Yeah.
You know? All right. What else have you got for us?
All right. Tatuaje 50th Robusto Especial and Toro Especial are now showing up in stores.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are gorgeous looking sticks.
Yeah. Tatuaje 50th. They got the red, white, and blue seal on the box. That's kind of cool.
50th yes. What?
Especial.
Especial.
I'm just saying, what's Tatuaje got to do with 50?
That's what they named it, man.
Oh, what 50th? I don't know.
Oh, because
Pete Johnson's 50 years old?
No, he's turning 55, but it's called the 50th, so.
He started making cigars when he was 5, dude.
Yeah, that's
haven't
right.
Haven't you read the lore?
Yeah.
It's on the website.
But, yeah, it was to commemorate his 50th birthday. So these were rolled back in 2020.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, and post-roll age, and then also shortly after making them, the world went to shit.
Yeah.
With that,
that thing happened. Don't
that,
say it because...
That made up...
yeah, because then we'll get...
Nah, that's good marketing. We'll hold on to it.
Yeah, the AI will strike us if we bring it up, I'm sure.
So, I can't mention any doctors. I can't mention...
That guy's not even a doctor.
Whose name might rhyme with Couchy, who made up some shit and decided to launch a social experiment in violation of everything the Constitution holds dear. That? I'm not supposed to talk about that?
No. No, you're not supposed to.
The made up.
It's kind of like Voldemort. He who should not be named.
It rhymes with Can Wemmick. Yes. How smart is this algorithm?
I don't know.
What else?
So the Robusto's $53 and the Toro's $55. Yeah, I'm getting there.
$50 for a goddamn tattoo, eh?
And Toro
Pete
is 55.
Johnson.
It's to match his age,
buddy. You need to come on the show and defend yourself, buddy. That's a lot of money for a stick. He said, smoking his $98.
So, does that mean it's going to be a, like, $80 stick then after?
I don't know. I don't see too many markups on Tatuaje stuff. I think on the secondary market, after they're all sold out, those people that have to have the Tatuaje collection. But, you know, that's different from every fucking, you know, retailer on the planet marks up the Opus X stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like...
That's some third level dish stuff to... Charge more for Tatuaje.
Yeah.
So I guess they got that out there.
And that's it. That's all the news for the week.
I got one more.
Fuck. Well, come on.
Okay.
Dude.
Agarosa Leaf Aniversario 25 Edición Limitada heads to stores. All
right.
So more limited.
Get out of your mouth and say it again. Nobody can hear you.
Agarosa Leaf.
Aganorsa.
Yeah. Aganorsa Leaf.
This guy.
Aniversario 25 Edición Limitada.
Oh, so you make up for it by adopting the Spanish accent? Is that how this works?
Yeah, I adopt
that. I do that much better than you, so just be quiet. Let me do it.
Okay,
all right. So it's in stores. So why is it called the 25th?
Because Pete Johnson's 25?
Yeah. It is the 25th anniversary of Eduardo Fernandez Cigar Operations. So, hey, 25. Dude, that is a gorgeous-ass presentation.
It is. Aganorsa Leaf makes some really good cigars, and most people won't know that Aganorsa Leaf provides the wrapper leaf for Padron.
Yeah, so it's a 6.25x52 Toro. And here we go, $30 a stick.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, everybody's just like, fuck you and
your value.
All right,
so enough of the news. Let's switch back to PCA.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked about PCA.
A lot of stuff happened at PCA.
I did not attend. I was considering getting a press pass. You know, my family's from New Orleans. It was in New Orleans. I could just go stay with the fam. But I don't like them enough, so I decided to scratch that plan. Also, I'm too busy making money to take time off.
I think you just insulted New Orleans by saying that New Orleans.
What?
Hey, you meant PCA.
Nolens?
Yeah. Nolens.
I pronounced it wrong? Nolens?
Nolens.
Yeah, Nolens. I was going to go down to New Orleans, but... Les est la bon temps brûlé. So... I think my... Here was the biggest thing that stood out to me about PCA, right? So where did I get my info? Everybody. I talk. People talk.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't go. So this is all secondhand, right? So y'all take this with a grain of salt or a heaping tablespoonful, whatever you want. The thing that stood out to me was how many photographs people sent me. It was like every single fucking booth, they're displaying like, here's the cigar. And of course you have the PCA price, right? Where it's like, buy it now. That's the whole point, right? Every single one, I mean, all of these fucking sticks were priced at $20. That was the story. For me, the big takeaway from PCA 2025 was the number of new, special, whatever sticks. Buy them now before the price goes up. $20. And I'm like, sorry, guys. You know, I mean, don't forget, you still have Plasencia, you still have Fuente, you still have Padron selling cigars in the $10 to $15 range. Right? Big name companies that make great cigars.
Yeah.
And all the shit you're coming out with is $20. I mean, who are you selling to? Right?
Yeah.
I think it's a mistake. Now, the second big, that was the first big takeaway. Second big takeaway, the order forms. So I got a couple of photos from a couple of manufacturers that I'm not going to name on the show because I'm not trying to embarrass anybody or call anybody out. But, you know, you have these order forms. Three different manufacturers. I saw pictures of the order form, and it had the small print that said, price is subject to change. Right? And, of course, that's related to the T word. Right? Which is...
I don't know. We might get struck on.
We might get.
It rhymes with Marif.
Tariffs. There's tariffs. And so a lot of the manufacturers are like...
The most beautiful word in the dictionary.
Now, the most beautiful word. There's lots of beautiful words. Some people are saying... I'm not saying. Some people have said it's the most beautiful word in the English language. Yeah, tariffs. So a lot of these manufacturers, like, they have small print. Hey, we're going to charge you at the time of shipping what it costs. I even... heard from one guy who owns a shop that he ordered PCA cigars and they haven't shipped yet, and he got a notification he's going to be charged more than what he paid at the show. And that was, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
By the time this airs, it will have been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So those are the two big takeaways I had from PCA, were expensive cigars and prices subject to change.
Yeah, which is something we covered a few months ago, that from the, what was it? Oh, fuck. That other trade show. That was
another. The one last fall. The
Tobacco, TCA?
Tobacconist Association of America, TAA.
TAA, yeah, which was held not in America.
Yeah, that was another one where everyone, all the manufacturers were talking about.
So the scuttlebutt was like, hey, you know what? It's just easier to bank on limited editions and $20+ sticks because you can make less and make more. Which
because
is
nobody's dumb enough to sit down and smoke a $100 cigar on camera.
Yeah.
Oops. All right. We are smoking the Fuente Opus X La Familia X to the 25th power. Perfecto.
Yeah.
Usually just referred to as the Opus X 25. Yeah.
By the way, that's just shit. That's Bush League shit to do that to your people.
Hey, well, you know, it'll come back to bite them on the butt. Look at like, okay, so two companies. Look at fucking West Tampa Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
They just came out with purple.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have the red, the blue, the black, the white, and the purple.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking killing it with, the MSRP is like $840 or something. They're killing it with those sticks. HVC, fucking, if you like strong cigars especially, killing it with their $8, $9 sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if companies are going to get it to stick. And then, like I said, I can still buy a Chateau Fuente Robusto for $8. You know? So good luck with the $20. I mean, are you better than that?
Yeah.
You know, I can get a Hemingway for $15. Are you better than a Hemingway?
Yeah.
Been around since 85? I don't know, man. So, you know, the Cosecha 151 is what?
$15. Yeah.
That's a damn good Plasencia, right?
Yep.
Padron 3000 series, $10. You know? So, I think it's going to backfire on a lot of them. I think they're just making way for people to make great, affordable cigars, you know?
Dude, whoever can, they can take that mark and be like, here, I'll just scoop everybody up. Thanks.
Yeah, well, it's kind of happening, I think.
Yep.
So I got to do a call out on the band test.
Yeah, it was super easy.
One of the first Opus X's we've ever smoked where both bands came off just fine without tearing up the wrapper. I just have a little bit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Little flake missing. That is a classic Fuente failing.
I don't have any on mine.
Bands glued to the wrapper. Yeah, yours came off perfectly. So, points for that. And speaking of points, it's time to wrap this show up, dude.
Yeah.
We got to rank this cigar. So, before we rank it real fast, any final tasting notes for the Fuente Fuente Opus X La Familia X to the 25th Power Perfecto?
Yeah. By the way, I would say mid for flavor because it didn't really change too much. I wouldn't say complex.
Yes, I agree. It's not simple, but it's definitely not complex. Very even. Some flavors dipped in, some dipped out, but the overall experience, especially after we burn the nipple off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And, of course, strength. Let's do that.
Still 4 or 5
for me. Yep, same.
And the nicotine as well. I thought it was going to sneak up. It didn't.
For me, the nicotine went from a 3 to a 5. So it jumped. It almost doubled. But it's still not strong.
Yeah.
We still have another phase to go yet.
Yeah, we're
one of the lower, but
sweet spot.
We got the final third to go. It's not fair to rank it.
Yeah,
we should come back later. See you guys later on Burnline Podcast, where we will rank the cigar. Okay, we're back. Let's talk about presentation. So the only thing that keeps this from being on par with the Alma Fuerte Ometepe. The only thing that keeps this from being on 11 is this box right here.
Yeah.
So, open, the cigar comes, it pops up. Super cool design. Whoever came up with that, kudos to you.
Yeah.
However, you can't see the fucking cigar until you open the box.
Yeah.
And because of that, I cannot go in 11, which we made up a new number just for the Alma Fuerte Ometepe by Plasencia. I'll go with a 10.
Yeah. By the way, this is felt lined. We didn't mention that.
And it is the actual interior shape of the box. It is lined with a Perfecto shape of foam, I guess, that is velvet lined. Pretty cool.
Yep.
So, what do you have for presentation?
Yeah, 10. It's 10. Cool.
Yeah. Home run. But you didn't knock the king off his throne. So Plasencia is still highest ranked ever. The other thing I'll say is, man, you got them in individual tins. Do you really have to have them wrapped in cello? You know?
I would say yeah, only because...
Yeah, but a tobacco beetle's not getting through a metal fucking box.
No, that's true, but I don't know about this hook, though.
Hmm.
Choice of UPC on the cello or the box. That's what that came down to.
Yeah, and then the company that sold that to me put a sticker on the box, which I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Doesn't come off. I'm going to have to get some alcohol and shit and rub that off.
They should have done it on the bottom.
Should have, absolutely. Yeah, that was just an oversight.
Because you're on the artwork here, and you're just, like, doing a disservice.
All right, so talking about construction, not a single fucking issue. Burned great, stayed lit, good draw.
Yeah.
I will take 1 point off for... I did take off a little touch of wrapper with that band, typical Fuente, but not as bad as it could have been. Or like the God's Whisper just fucking dissolves when you take the band
fuck
off.
Fuck you.
Yeah. So I've got a 9 for construction. What do you have?
I'll give you a 9.
9. Yeah, that sounds right. All right, price, which is also value. So MSRP of 58, and I paid 98, which is actually a good price. So finding a not triple-digit price on these... kind of challenging. I don't know.
Dude, it's hard. I mean...
Well, here's my take. The Casa Fuente, $25, just as good.
Yeah. I would say 3.
3 on price?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do a 3.
3.
I can do a 3. The bottom line for all of our listeners out there is it's just not a good value.
Yeah.
The cigar is not worth $100 unless for something other than the cigar smoking experience. If you're a collector, if you know, every fucking Fuente, I gotta have it, whatever, fine, buy it. I mean, I'm that way. I've got a collection of Opus X's.
My advice, if they could lock it down the way Padron does, just for the Opus X, if they could lock down the prices the way Padron does for their sticks.
I don't even know if that's legal. I don't know if you can enter into a contractual arrangement where, you know...
Only with brick and mortars.
Yeah.
Once it's out of their hands.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, make sure that more brick and mortars get their hands on it.
I mean,
whatever Padron does to make sure of that.
Serial numbers. But, again, it's such limited quantity. You know who you sold it to.
I'm not sure that they want to either. I think part of the shtick is like...
It's hard to get.
Yeah. You know. It's like how much...
The rarity, yeah.
Like, so think about it this way. Let's say that Fuente enters into an agreement with everybody that purchases their cigars, and the purchasing agreement is, I will not exceed or go underneath MSRP by more than 10%. That's very common.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when somebody breaks it?
Yeah.
If you're Fuente, what do you do?
I don't know.
You can stop selling them cigars. Do you want to do that?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. You can take them to court. You want to pay for that?
No.
I mean, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
So especially since,
energy.
You know, still selling cigars, you just cut off their opus.
Like, Padron, for example, has decades of this is how we do business, where it sticks.
Yeah.
If one day they come out now and be like, okay, if you're carrying opuses, you can't mark them up. I mean, that might affect your sales anyway because it's a cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, they only buy the Opus X because they're like, well, shit, my margins are going to be huge. The revenue is huge, which is good, so it's an expensive stick. But the margins are bad. So, like, a $50 cigar typically has worse margins than a $10 stick. Right? So, if you could sell 10 $10 sticks instead of $100 stick, you're usually making more margin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they're in a tough spot. But for price, three, I mean... We kind of pulled that number out of our ass, but
yeah,
that might even be generous. I mean, this costs four times as much as the Casa Fuente, which you can't get anymore. You know, they're not making more of those.
Right.
But it was just as good, you know? So that brings us to flavor. And I think, you know, for me, and one of the reasons I collect these, I smoked my way through the humidor, and I settled on for my palate the light, floral, aromatic... Cuban-esque cigar flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Really like the Cameroon wrapper. For me, like, the benchmark cigar would be the Hemingway. That's why I talk about it a lot. Right? And so for me, this is kind of in my wheelhouse of the type of aroma and flavor that I like to have. It's just strong enough, but not too strong. It's got really subtle flavors. It tastes like all the other Opus X's. You know, it's not different enough to really mention anything in that regard. And so, you know, I've got, you know, for flavor, I've got like an 8. I really like it. What are you thinking?
I agree, an 8.
I think it's certainly approachable by a lot of people. I can't think of too many cigar smokers that are going to smoke it and be like, oh, that flavor's terrible.
Yeah, they can get their hands on it. Like, yeah. If this was a $10 stick, I think you'd appreciate the flavor.
But it's not.
It's not.
That's why, you know, this is a consumer podcast. You know, we don't take any money from cigar manufacturers or really anybody in the industry whatsoever because we want to tell you our experience so that you can improve your experience and, you know, maybe you want to go out and buy this, maybe don't.
Yeah.
But flavor is great. Construction is great. Presentation is top-notch. Price is kind of ridiculous. And so that brings us to experience. So I will say the experience of even opening the case and having the cigar present itself to you is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
All of the artwork is amazing. And it's the kind of cigar you can sit down and smoke it and feel like a big man. Certainly you can gift it, absolutely. This could be a... Congratulations on being promoted to CEO.
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting married. It could even be something as simple as your birthday or whatever. And it's, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
So it makes a good expensive gift. What can you not do with it? I mean, I'm
walk
not going fishing. I'm not walking the dog. I'm not doing yard work. I'm not grilling out.
No.
I'm not watching the football game. Maybe if you have the money on the golf course, you know, with your billionaire friends or whatever, but This is like a, I am focused on the cigar.
I'm definitely not doing that either.
Though. Lounge cigar, celebration cigar, or nothing where you're drinking too much. First of all, this is light enough that alcohol could harsh it, but second, like, you want to enjoy it. I think the experience is pretty fucking limited, and that's assuming you can get one, that you can get it at a reasonable price, and all of that. So, I've got a 5. The top half is great. That's all the expensive celebration shit. The bottom half is terrible. I can't use it for regular cigar consumption.
I think right down the middle is good.
35. Final score for the Fuente Opus X La Familia X to the 25th Power Perfecto. MSRP of 58. Good luck paying anything less than 100 on it. Is 35. So a mid-30s. Okay.
Yeah, the price is literally what brought it down. That's it.
Yeah. And of course, the price limits the experience. So I think if you put the right things together, like I have the disposable income.
Yep.
I'm buying this to go smoke on my yacht. The experience is at 11. I think the price is never going to be great. But, you know, if you can afford it and all of that, it's not terrible. It's not a 3 anyway. Right? And that's like what? How? What percentage of the population does that fit? 0.01%?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm a 1%er. You know?
Yeah.
Like, numerically, we're talking about the 0.001%. You know, the Bill Gates of the world.
Yeah.
Elon Musk's of the world, right? So, you know, 35 is a great blended score. And I think there's other listeners where it scores even lower than that. Because if you don't really like the flavor, sure, it's pretty.
Yeah.
But $100 for consumable art, I don't know. You know? So, I think shout out to Fuente for another artistic, enjoyable addition to the Opus X line. But it is what it is, which is a really expensive cigar.
Really expensive.
You know, really expensive that, you know, the flavor, the enjoyment, the experience doesn't scale.
Yeah.
So this is 4 times the cost of a Casa Fuente. Is it 4 times more enjoyable for you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And the Casa Fuente had Las Vegas vibes because they made it for Las Vegas. Yeah. So it was a little more gangster than this one. This is more like an art student cigar.
Yeah.
Casa Fuente is more like
degenerate gambler.
Tony Soprano cigar. Who is the Silvio? Silvio, the guy that got all worked up on the Sopranos when he was gambling.
I don't know. I didn't watch the Sopranos.
This guy has a depraved life.
Yeah.
Deprived of me.
You watched the Sopranos?
No.
Oh, then you didn't see Silvio's sequel where he's playing the same character in, like, Norway.
I know. I need to watch it. I think that was, like, 10 when the show ended.
All right. That's going to do it on this episode of Burnline Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We will see you again next week.